This is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting. Turkey said today it is returning the body of a pilot who died after parachuting out of a Russian jet that was shot down by Turkish forces last week near the Turkey-Syria border. On Saturday, Russian President Vladimir Putin called for economic sanctions against Turkey. Earlier, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov challenged Turkey's commitment to fighting terrorism. He said there are still questions about Turkey's commitment to getting rid of terrorism, particularly with regard to Syria. Lavrov's comment was in response to Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's mocking Moscow's claim it's fighting the Islamic State with airstrikes in Syria. On Saturday, Mr. Erdogan voiced regret about the downing of the Russian plane, saying his country was truly saddened by the incident and wished that it had not occurred. The Islamic State-linked group Boko Haram has claimed responsibility for a suicide bombing in northern Nigeria that killed at least 22 people who were marching in a procession of Shiite pilgrims. The blast near the city of Kano came just days after two female bombers blew themselves up, killing at least 14 people, that is, wounding more than 100 others in a city of 2.1 million residents. Extremist attacks in the region have become routine in recent months. Voters in Burkina Faso are choosing a new president and a parliament. They're doing it today. Former President Blaise Compaoré tried last year to get rid of the constitutional term limits and make himself eligible for another term in office. That move brought protest and forced him to resign. Interim government followed, election set for October, but a failed military coup postponed all of that. Results expected on Monday. This is VOA News. Pope Francis is continuing his three-nation Africa tour in the Central African Republic after visiting Kenya and Uganda. The CAR has been in chaos since a coup 2 years ago led to bloody intercommunal violence pitting Muslims against Christians. VOA's Chris Stein reporting now from the CAR capital, Bangui.
The call to prayer rings out from a mosque in Bangui's PK5 neighborhood. The sound is rarely heard in the capital these days. Most of Bangui's mosques were destroyed in sectarian violence that erupted in December 2013 and continues to simmer even now. Pope Francis is expected to visit this mosque, a perhaps risky venture. Anti-Muslim militia groups, known as the Anti-Balaka, surround the neighborhood. Inside PK5 are members of the former Seleka rebel group, which took control of the country in March 2013, only to lose power the following year as the country descended into chaos. The Pope is expected to administer reconciliation to young people here and hold a prayer vigil. Mary Albertine Ndoitua, a rural development worker, just attended an outdoor prayer service. People are expecting peace, she says. And if the Pope comes, she says she expects peace to come to the land. But others are not so sure. Student Constantine Nguinda says if everyone is united, then the situation can change. But it is not as simple as the Pope coming and then everyone deciding to live in peace. Chris Stein for VOA News, Bangui.
Here in the U.S., President Obama spoke out Saturday against the deadly gun attack at a Planned Parenthood clinic in Colorado, saying enough is enough. The attack at midday on Friday triggered a long gun battle and a standoff with police in Colorado Springs, leaving one police officer and two other victims dead, nine others wounded. Saturday, hundreds of people honored 44-year-old police officer Garrick Swayze, who died in the gunfire Friday. Ivan Dyson is a friend of Swayze's family.
Incident happened, and basically he tried to save as many lives as he could. It's a tragedy of what happened, and I hope that most folks and all that realize that people should give a lot of credit to officers that basically give their lives and all that for the duty of the citizens and all that they protect. Okay.
Controversy has swirled for years around Planned Parenthood clinics across much of the country, with critics pointing to branches that perform abortions. Supporters argue that the bulk of the organization's work centers are providing family services, planning services. Some abortion opponents have resorted to violence against U.S. clinics and medical practitioners that provide abortion services. Australian veteran Rod Papling has broken Jordan Spieth's record at the Australian Open Golf Club with a 10-under 61 during the final round of the Open today. Spieth set the previous mark of 63 during the final round last year while winning the Australian Open by 6 strokes. Papling was runner-up last year.
That's the latest world news from VOA.